This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the United States. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Mr. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate to pay for the plan, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. U.S. President Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs. This is VOA News. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. A UN spokesman said Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. A State Department spokesperson said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November. At least 3 people have been killed and more than 10 others injured in an explosion in Lahore, Pakistan, outside the house of Hafez Mohammed Saeed, a man linked to the 2008 attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai that killed more than 170 people. Saeed is the leader of an Islamist militant group operating in South Asia. It was not immediately clear if Saeed was among the casualties. He is on both the United States and the United Nations list of sanctioned individuals. French President Emmanuel Macron urged EU countries to be extremely vigilant about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and to be more closely coordinated on allowing tourists to come from outside the bloc. Ahead of an EU summit in Brussels, Macron said, quote, we must all be vigilant because the much talked about Delta variant is coming, which spreads much more rapidly than the other variants and affects people who are not vaccinated or who only have had one dose, end quote. He adds the EU needs to drive vaccinations even more. Meanwhile, the governor of the U.S. state of New York said the COVID-19 state of emergency, originally declared in March of 2020, will expire Thursday. Andrew Cuomo had lifted most of the COVID-19 related restrictions for the state June 15th. Lifting the state of emergency will allow state and local governments to decide about their own respective public health measures without being overruled by the governor. And John McAfee, the creator of McAfee antivirus software, was found dead in his jail cell near Barcelona in an apparent suicide Wednesday. McAfee's body was discovered hours after a Spanish court approved his extradition to the United States to face tax charges punishable by decades in prison. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.